Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. And it looks like at least most of our stuff's working.
We're working and we're going to get a little longer show this morning because of that little bugs. We've had shorter shows.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But it all evens itself out. We want to welcome you to Biz Talk this morning. Thank you for joining us. I think you're going to enjoy the show this morning. It's going to be a show of great public interest because our guest this morning is Mr. Brian Kopetsky, who's the Community Partnership Supervisor at the Appleton Public Library. We're going to find out how valuable the library is to our valley, to the citizens here. And if you have been in the valley for a long time, it's going to be fun to listen to the story of the development of the library. And if you're here for the new, then you can learn all about the library, run down and get a library card, because it's more than just a library card for a book. Before we get into that, we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter in the Fox Cities that brings the program to you every weekend. The SCORE chapter in Appleton is one of many around the country. There are probably 350, 380 chapters. Approximately 12,000 to 14,000 volunteers around the country who donate their time. They contribute their efforts to really helping business owners succeed or people who'd like to start a business get started and maybe help you decide it's not right for me yet. Let's wait a while and we'll start it when the kids are out of school. The SCORE chapter is located in the Fox Cities Chamber building in the lower level. Their address is 125 North Superior Street. You can reach the SCORE chapter either by phone at 734-7101 or at our website at foxcities.score.org. Our SCORE chapter has our office in Appleton, but we have satellite offices in Oshkosh and Fond du Lac. We service an 8-county area, and we have about 40 mentors who are available, ready and willing to provide you with free advice on how to resolve problem issues or get your business started. But in addition to providing the free mentoring, we also put on some training sessions, and we just concluded this past week a 5-session program called Simple Steps. Randy, tell us a little bit about the program and how did it go and when's the next one scheduled?
Okay, well, yes, as you said, we completed a 5-part course. It had started back in May and we finished it up just this last Wednesday evening. We had 8 graduates from the course who received their certificate on Wednesday night and have covered all of the different parts and pieces needed to develop a business plan. We started with the easy stuff as to why you want to be in business and all of that good background material.
Big overview of this.
Yeah, and that's the first session. Mm-hmm. That's always a morning session. And then we went with the 4 evening programs, one being on business basics, what is involved as far as the type of business, LLC versus a...
How should I organize?
Right. Yep. And the different legal steps and so on that you need. We then went into the marketing side, what's involved as far as different types of social media, but also we talked about the things that Brian are going to be talking about. Some of the resources that are available. In fact, Brian was one of our speakers. So we'll be talking about, we were talking about marketing resources, information that you need, and how to put it all together to develop a marketing plan as part of your business plan. Then the 4th program, that was the one Mary Lou took care of, which was entirely covering the financial statements, what they are, what they're all about. It's very, very important as far as your business plan. That's probably, I hate to admit it, but it's probably about 80% of your business plan is going to be around those financials.
And Mary Lou's segment covers a case study that's put together by SCORE's Ann's Nursery or Landscape.
Correct.
And all the numbers are in there, so she just walks everyone through how those flow. It's easy
to follow. And you get the program, the templates that are there are filled in so you can see how it works for that particular example.
Right.
But in addition to that, on the CD, we provide blank templates so that you can go in and put all of your data in there.
Right.
So you can bring it up to date, do some what-if programming and so on, really help you decide, and then learn all the ratios that are involved and why they're important. Then the last program, of course, Tony, you took care of that.
Right.
We were talking about the most, I mean, as far as we're all concerned, the most interesting part of it, and that is where do I get the money?
Where's the pot of gold?
And a lot of it, of course, dealing with the traditional forms, banking and finance, but also a lot of the non-traditional areas. Mm-hmm. We did a portion on the crowdfunding concept, a lot of things on angel investment, equity financing, and some of these ideas ideas so that at least people are exposed to what's out there. Because when it comes to being, you know, getting the financing, the thing we try to stress most is that you need to be creative. Just coming up with, I'm going to get a loan from the bank, probably isn't going to be the only thing you're going to need to do for financing. So It was a very, very good program. We had excellent acceptance and excellent attendance at the programs. And the other nice thing is that every one of the programs, we had our SCORE mentors there. Mm-hmm. So there were five or six people there who you, if you're going to be doing working with SCORE, these are the people you're going to be working with.
Get to meet a mentor right there.
You betcha. And Find out what they're all about.
Exactly.
What a CPA actually was, you know, is like. We've got a couple of radiant personalities along those lines.
They do have personality.
Yeah. And of course,
they do.
We've got
good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Then we also have, marketing people. We have people who are like yourself or finance and so on. So it's a great way to meet everybody that's there that's going to be able to be there to help you.
Now, this program is coming up again in September?
Right. We are scheduling the next program is going to be September 19th. That's a Thursday morning, and it will be held again at the Copper Rock on the 19th. The program starts at 8 o'clock and runs through noon.
Okay.
We provide lunch at that one, along with a little breakfast and some very good coffee.
$25 a person.
$25 a person, $25 a program. And then the remaining four will be in October,
Okay. Beginning
of the 3rd, 10th, 17th and 24th. Those are Wednesday nights, and they are going to be at the chamber office. Those run from 6 to 9. And so
$25
they're $25 each or $125 for the package.
Is this out on our website yet?
Not yet. It will be up on the website hopefully by the middle of next week.
Okay. So if folks want to find out when the next session is, you can go to foxcities.score.org, and you'll be able to find the next session of Simple Steps. We certainly suggest you give it some strong consideration, even if you've been in business for a while, because it's always really helpful to go back and resharpen that saw blade.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really helpful to do that.
Right. We are going to be running some other programs. Announcements on those will be coming out and will be on the website. So, again, a reminder, go out to the www.foxcities.score.org. Take a look at local programs, and we'll have information as far as what's going on, as far as seminars and that type of thing.
And, Randy, I also understand that we're in the process of beginning to review the website, and we may be coming up with a new template that's probably going to be a little friendlier for folks to visit on.
Yeah.
But we'll keep you posted as that develops.
Yes, they've been working on that. Came out of the National SCORE office about a year ago, and we've been trying very hard to put it together so it works well for us.
So we're constantly trying to improve, and if you have some suggestions for us, please let us know what you think. Finally, we'd just like to mention our BizTalk website. It's BizTalk, B-I-Z, talkwithscore.com. If you go to biztalkwithscore.com, you can see who's coming up on our show next week and the week after that. And as we book our guests, we put them out there. You can also visit the archived radio programs. For example, today Brian Kopetsky is our guest from the Appleton Public Library. And by Wednesday of next week, that show will be archived, and folks can go out to the website and they can listen to previous programs.
Right.
So if you heard something and you want to revisit it, you can go do that.
Okay. One other thing I'd just like to make another just quick announcement. As you know, we are working in Fond du Lac now to redevelop our branch down there and some of the things that are going on in Fond du Lac. For those of you in the southern part of our listening area, Fond du Lac area has developed a new Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club. It's going to be meeting on the 9th.
Creative Thinkers.
Yes. I'll be on July the 9th. It is sponsored through the Fond du Lac County Economic Development Corporation. That's FCEDC. For more information, if you go out to their information site, they can help you with that. But it's very, very good if you're thinking about starting a business, if you're thinking about an invention that you have and want to learn more about how to proceed.
Right.
This is an excellent program. And again, that'll be at 5 o'clock on the 9th of July. So just down in Fond du Lac.
Thanks. And one last request for everybody in the listening audience. If you're a business owner or if you've worked as a professional business advisor like an attorney, an accountant, a consultant, and you have something to offer the business community and you'd like to help out on the entrepreneurial side and helping to develop entrepreneurs, please give SCORE a call or contact us at foxcities.score.org. or 734-7101. We're always looking for new mentors, additional mentors. And even if you're not interested in actually mentoring some business owners, if you'd like to volunteer some time to support the efforts of the SCORE chapter, like administrative assistants, marketing assistants, all kinds of other positions, we're looking for folks to help out because our chapter is growing and expanding,
right,
and we could use the help. So if you'd like to give back to the SCORE chapter and help entrepreneurs, again, visit us at foxcities.score.org or give us a call at 734-7101. Well, with that, we're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll meet Brian, and we'll have a conversation, learn more about the Appleton Public Library. Money, 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 and we're all about trying to manage money.
Right,
save
and also
money, manage it,
and also help you make some money out there, make some
profits.
Absolutely.
Well, our guest this morning, welcome back to Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Brian Kopetsky. Brian is with the Appleton Public Library. He's the Community Partnership Supervisor at the library. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here this morning, Brian. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about the library and your role at the library.
Okay. I've been with the library actually 6 years this week, so it hasn't been that long compared to a lot of the other folks that I work with. In my role at the library, the community partnership section was formed probably about two and a half years ago. It used to be Reference and Information Services. Our focus at that time was developing the nonfiction collection. We did the reference collection. We also cover the video collection and handle a lot of the programming for adults in the library. And as we're looking at what we do, the library staff has always been or seen themselves as experts in a lot of areas, and we are. But looking at it, we wanted to develop that a little bit more and actually reach out more to our experts in the community. So we formed and kind of reformed as the community partnership section. And in that, we reach out a lot more to the community now to bring people in to act as the experts for our programming. It's developed some partnerships for us that help us basically just bring more stuff to you that we couldn't do ourselves. So it's stretched our resources.
Okay. Brian, it sounds like the library is not just sleeping and sitting there in that building off Lawrence Street. It's active. What's going on at the library?
Oh, it is absolutely
active.
Is
it growing?
We are. It's the last year, it's been pretty flat as far as growth goes, but right now we've got over 93,000 cardholders.
Wow.
That are just for the Appleton Public Library. We see over 1,600 people through the doors each day. We had 3,700 plus meeting room uses last year, so it's an incredibly active place.
10 a day.
You have everybody using the facilities, but what we found, because I know we had you come on and talk to us at SCORE about some other things, that it's not just a place for reading books and finding out. It's a tremendous resource, especially for our business people. There's a lot of areas that you provide help in.
Yeah, we've got a number of programs in our traditional collection, which, you know, our books, audiobooks, DVDs. We've got a lot of business planning, management, budgeting, marketing, development, titles on things like that. But what we're trying to develop into is more of a where you need it, when you need it. So we've been developing our databases for the last several years. So now if you're a cardholder for the library, you can access our stuff 24/7.
Wow.
So a lot of that comes in handy. When you're doing business planning, I'm thinking back to when I was in graduate school. Usually my work started at, 8:30, 9 o'clock after I put the kids to bed.
Okay.
So the library as a building wasn't really available to me. I see that in a lot of the business people I've talked to where if they're planning something new, they really have to do it after they've completed all their other tasks for the day.
Now, does that incorporate like Badger Link Badger, what is Badger Links?
Badger Link is from the Department of Public Instruction. It's a series, or in addition to other resources they offer us, it's a series of databases that that's paid for on the state level and made accessible to not only all the library card holders in the entire state, but also any students in the high schools, middle schools, elementary schools.
And holding a membership card to the Appleton Public Library gives us access to that database?
Absolutely.
What do I have to do to get a card?
Go down to the library, and you'll need a picture ID.
Okay.
And proof, if your picture ID doesn't have your current address on it, you'll need to have something with your current address. A bill is always best.
Okay.
It takes about 5 minutes to make up a card.
And you said I can be from anywhere in the state?
Anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay. So I don't have to be a city resident of Appleton or Outagamie County?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. So no matter where you are out there, if you need help, it's available right there. And you said, what, 10 minutes to do that?
5-10 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
It's quick.
Okay.
How long is the card good for, Brian?
We make the cards good for 3 years, and really all we're doing is we set them to expire after 3 years so we can make sure that you haven't moved, email address mm-hmm. hasn't changed, phone number,
right.
Just so we can keep up with the demographic information.
Yep. And then it's easy to renew.
And you said that accesses not only the building and everything there, but I can also access them from home online with that information.
Yes. All of our electronic resources. I should cover that. Most of our electronic resources are available from home. There's
okay.
a handful of things that are available only in the library due to the licensing.
Okay, but there are the terminals and so on are available at the library as well. So if you don't have a system or if you have a problem with the system at home, you can come to the library too?
Absolutely. We've got over 30 terminals available for public use.
Wow. Okay.
That's pretty good. We're going to take another break right here, Randy, before
okay.
we go into the longer segment. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Brian Kopetsky at the Appleton Public Library. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And we're working for you this morning, and we also want to thank our sponsors for BizTalk. I forgot to do that in the opening segment, but we want to acknowledge and thank the sponsors who help bring you the program every weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union right here in Appleton and throughout the Fox Valley. Also, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his team over there, the Business Law Boutique. Want to thank eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, Mike Pulvermacher and his staff, who helped Randy and I build BizTalk. Actually, they built it and helped teach us how to run it. BizTalkWithScore.com. And also the Business News, Jerry Mader, Larry Desch over at the Business News. They put out a newspaper every 2 weeks called the Business News for $20 a year. If you're not subscribed as a business owner, you really should be. It'll keep you informed as to what's going on in the East Central Wisconsin, networking opportunities, business opportunities, and so on.
Okay, and one other real quick reminder, if you have any questions for us, please give us a call. You can reach us here at 281-1150 in Appleton or at 1-866-887-1150, which is the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. Please give us a call if you have any questions for Tony and I or for Brian this morning. So, love to hear from you.
Well, Brian, we ended the last segment talking a little bit about the internet connections and the value of a library. I know we're going to get into some of the specifics of research, but before we do that, let's just try to look at, in terms of a business, libraries in Wisconsin in general bring a lot of economic value to our communities and to the state, and you had some information there that kind of gave us an overview of how important is a library to our community.
Yeah, the library serves, to me, it serves as a community center. We see that every day with the amount of people coming in and out of the library. We offer a lot of resources to people who can't keep up with the amount of data that's coming out, and that might be in the form of materials, it might be our databases, but I think the most important thing that we offer is our staff expertise when it comes to managing information. If you go and talk to our staff, they can help you look at what's a credible resource, what's not, and guide you through, you know, what's out there. And I know we had talked earlier about the some of the studies that have been done. There was the 2006 study that you had taken a look at that had the return on investment for libraries, and it ends up being over $4 put back into the community for every dollar spent in taxes. So I think that we're a good resource. We're also a good investment for our community.
Yeah. And I think in support of everything you said, it's so important for our society to continue to educate our public.
Absolutely.
Keep people informed of what's going on with current events and research and following their interests. That outlet to find the knowledge is what Carnegie was actually thinking of when he started the free public library system in the country, Andrew
right.
Carnegie. So, and that's grown, and it's grown, and it's supported the growth in our country.
And it also gives you the opportunity to take on many different resources mm-hmm. as opposed to ending up just being stuck with the pulp that comes off of general TV or so on. So you get a really broad base that you can really check things out and find out what's going on.
Trust
so
it's a but wonderful, verify.
Yeah.
Trust but verify.
Wonderful resource. Okay. Speaking of resources, we're a business program, and we do a lot of things with people when it comes to business plans. One of the areas in the business plan in the marketing area, there's a lot of things as far as market research that you need to do and the business plan itself. There's different ways to put it together and so on. Some of the resources that the library has available, if you want to just tell us a little about what would I look for if I'm doing my business plan, my marketing plan, what have you got for me?
Okay, so starting with at the top level, we've got probably about 500 different books on business in general. Like I mentioned earlier, we've got the business planning, budgeting, marketing. More specifically for the reference collection. Now, reference collection is books that don't check out of the library, so they're always available when you come in. We've got the Standard Industrial Classification Manual, the North American Classification System,
mm-hmm.
Lots of books that you're going to need as you develop your business.
That, by the way, that is how to find my six-digit number that tells everybody what kind of a business I am.
What industry you're in.
Yep.
You also have the RMA, right?
Yes. Yep. We've got the
risk
RMA
management.
From each year. Yep.
That's important for business owners, Randy, because it gives you a standard by which how are you performing
right.
next to how others are doing.
Right. And you as a past banker have always referred to that one. And
yeah, that's
you
important.
Can't always find that at a bank or credit union. They don't always have it because it is a subscription. But you do have them available at the library.
We do have them available. And because it is a reference item and doesn't check out, it should always be available.
Okay. Wonderful.
So, Brian, do you have that available in paper form? So if I wanted to take NAICS number 123456, I can make copies of those pages?
Yes.
And
yep.
then take that. And what do you charge for a copy? A quarter, a dime?
Copies are 15 cents for yeah. black and white, which
yeah.
would cover
yes.
what you need there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the big thing is it's available there.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
that's cool.
Okay, what other ones then do we have? Now, those are some statistical background things
yes.
that you can get to find out if your business is matching up with the rest of the businesses in your classification.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other areas?
Right. The other big area, I think, is probably demographic information. So
mm-hmm.
we've got the statistical abstracts for the United States from each year. So you can see what your market is going to look like, who lives there, what they purchase, things like that. And then we also have a lot of legal books. I will couch that by saying that we are not legal experts, so we can point you to the information. We can't tell you, we can't give legal advice,
though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
But we do have the entire U.S. code.
Mm-hmm.
It covers an entire aisle of our reference collection.
Okay.
Well, those attorneys have been busy, haven't they?
They certainly are. And then for our online resources, again, because I know a lot of people who are in planning stages are probably doing it in addition to their other job, their home life. So after hours, you can get to the EBSCO Business Premier. That's going to have company profiles, industry profiles, even country profiles to determine what that industry you're looking at looks like. And Reference USA is probably our most used business resource. It's more specific than the EBSCO Business Premier, where you can actually look up specific companies, see what their information looks like, what their cash flow looks like, what their
mm-hmm.
credit rating looks like, who's in charge, how many employees they
wow.
have, things like that.
Yeah, now that one, as a marketing person, I get excited about, but also you as a banker would get excited about it because I can go out and find out what my other competition is doing, what I'm supposed to do to look like them or how they've been successful or not.
How to beat them.
Right. But the other thing on the marketing side is if I'm looking for a group of businesses, say my target market is florist shops, how many are there? where are they located, who is involved with them. I can get all types of information like that just out of the Resource USA.
Yes. And then with Reference USA, we subscribe to another portion of it called Consumer. Let me find the exact title of that. It's the consumer side. So on the consumer side, we look more at demographics. You can see within a specific area code, a specific zip code, who purchases what types of products.
Really?
Again, it's large
by age group,
picture.
I think?
You can do it by age group. You can
wow.
do it. You can drill down all the way to a household and see what their interests are. Again, it doesn't get specific. It doesn't talk about
but
exactly what
specific
people.
Enough.
It gets specific enough to know, you know, that someone has a dog because they've purchased dog food.
So if I wanted to open a dog care place or a daycare dog place here, I could go in and find out how many families own dogs, not who they are, but how many dog owners might be within a certain mile,
correct.
Radius mile,
yep.
mile, and find out, would there be information I could get about how people spend money on dogs?
It doesn't get that specific.
Okay.
It would be more of that how many people in my location in the area that I'm looking at serving
yeah.
would fit with – would be potential shoppers for me.
Randy, we're always advising our SCORE clients to do some research.
Yes.
Take the time. Go check your numbers out. If you have this idea, go verify that it's available. And we've found a trend out there in SCORE that those folks who do more research tend to be more successful than those who just kind of guess.
Absolutely. And again, the first question everybody asks is, where do I get this information? And I'm going to ask you that question, Brian. How do I get that information at the library? Where do I go?
The easiest place or the easiest thing to do when you come into the library, most of our nonfiction collection is on the second floor. So simply go up to the second floor and talk to the staff. That's one of the things that I really kind of push at a lot of people when I talk to them about the library is they come in, they want to do their thing, and they'll ask questions about, I didn't know you had that, I didn't know you had this. And I'll ask them, have you talked to the staff? We really are a nice group of people, so talk to them. They'll help right. you as much as they possibly can.
Not the
can.
Old bookworms you and I
no,
knew back
no,
in the fifth grade,
no,
Randy.
No, we were kidding before.
Yeah.
This is not your father's library.
No,
as we say in the trends, and it's really very 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 interesting what's happening.
If you have a question for us, or you want to ask Brian a question about the library, Edgar, if you want to find out if you still owe those fines from the library books you never returned, call us at 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton, or outside Appleton at 1-866-887-1150.
One other question about some of these resources, like Reference USA. I know you also have materials available that we can get to from the Census Bureau, from a lot of other different areas. How current is this stuff?
The Reference USA in particular, I've been working with them for a number of years, and they have added two new features. One is if you look at the page as you open them up, it'll say verified. So what that's telling you is that they've cross-checked their information. They've verified that the information that they're giving to you is factual, and there will be an update date on that page. And I was just working with some patrons the other day on doing some business planning for a gunsmithing shop. And as we were looking through the information, most of the information that they were looking at was dated within the last 30 days.
Wow. That's amazing because, again, it's trying to find secondary data that is current is so important for anybody starting a business.
It's like anyone who builds a website. You really want to become a place to go to where people can come and find value. And I think that's what the library is doing
right.
by managing masses and masses of data out there for so many people who have so many varied interests. And you've alluded to the staff at the library, Brian. You just talk to the staff. And if I walk up to you, for example, at the library and I ask about this, you may not have an expertise over that on that topic, but Joyce over there might have that expertise, and you'll introduce me to Joyce.
Yes, yes.
It's just a network of helpers.
Yeah, and over time, it's amazing. Like I said earlier, I've only been there for 6 years. There's people that I work with that have been there for 30-plus years, and you develop a lot of knowledge over the course of that time. And you're absolutely right. There's people who know their genealogy and will say, oh, go talk to so-and-so to talk about genealogy. We have people who focus on business, electronics, and computers, things like that. So we've got a lot of expertise. The other thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned is that one of the resources that we offer is our one-on-one sessions. And our one-on-one sessions would allow you, say you wanted to learn about Reference USA, you just set up a time with one of the librarians to sit down with them for an hour, and we'll go specifically over Reference USA and what it is you're looking for. So rather than doing a class where you do a lot of general, you can do it this way, you can do it this way, I can ask, like the couple I was referring to earlier, specifically what business they wanted to get into and focus the training on what they're doing. Typically, we do it for e-readers. That's probably our most common.
Okay. So you actually will hold someone's hand and walk them through how to use Reference USA.
Correct. Yep.
Wow.
And then that data, for instance, if I was looking, like I said, I wanted to find out the number of flower shops in the area. Okay, I know what that looks like. I've seen it on Reference USA. Can I then take that data and either copy it or transmit it somehow so that I can use it in the future?
Yes. One of the nice features that Reference USA in particular offers, and I don't want to keep trying to sell Reference USA.
No.
It is just a very nice database. They offer a number of ways to export the data that you're looking at. You can export it as an Excel spreadsheet, which is really nice because it allows you to sort and you know, play with the data the way you need to. So that's one of the nice features. You can either email it or save it to a thumb drive.
I was going to say, if I have a thumb drive, that's probably a good way to come in.
Yeah.
You guys accept that as a way to download data?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a gentleman not too long ago was doing business research, and he didn't have anything available to be able to download the
store
data
on.
To. So we thought, okay, we'll just print it out for him. And for his search, which really wasn't that broad, it still ended up being 120-plus pages
Wow.
of print. So
yeah.
I would definitely recommend going towards the electronics where you have some manageability with it.
Okay, well, another quick question. What are your hours for this type of service? And is there certain phone numbers or ways we should reach you?
So our overall hours for the library during this – I'll give the summer hours since that's where we're at now. We're open 9 to 8 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 6 on Friday, and 9 to 1 on Saturdays. And our one-on-one sessions, we will typically try to do them when you need us to. It's definitely easier to schedule them from that 9 to 5 period from when we open to 5 o'clock because that's when we have the bulk of our staff available for these things. But if there's a time that you know, absolutely has to work for you, it might take a couple more days to get in and get it done, but we'll manage.
Okay. What's your website, Brian?
Our website is apl.org.
Easy.
Yes.
And I was reading the information on the website about the library. You have a system at the library where if people would like to look at pictures of Appleton years ago, you have a listing of where to find those pictures.
Yeah, we've got pictures in-house. We've also got one of our homegrown databases. In other words, it's been developed with the folks at the Outagamie History Museum mm-hmm. as well as the staff at the Outagamie-Wapaka Library System is Fox Valley Memory. And Fox Valley Memory...
That would be fun to go through.
There's a lot of great old pictures in there. We use them especially to talk about the library. There's a lot of old library pictures.
Can you access those from the web?
You can access most of those through the web. We do have some in-house, but it's probably easiest, again, to do it electronically.
That would be cool. Right. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side and finish up our conversation with Brian Kopetsky. Brian is the Community Partnership Supervisor at the Appleton Public Library. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And we're back for our last segment, the final segment in this morning's show with Brian Kopetsky. Brian is the Community Partnership Supervisor at the Appleton Public Library. We've been talking about the library this morning, and we're going into our final segment. Brian, tell us a little bit about the digital lab at the library.
Sure. The digital lab is a grant-funded lab. It's just actually opened in the last couple of weeks here. We work with the Appleton Area School District to write a grant for the Library Services Technology Act grants that covered most of the cost of installing the equipment in the lab. And the lab features Macintosh computers and professional-level graphic software. So we have the Adobe software suite there, so Photoshop, InDesign. If you're in one of the creative sectors and you're working on some stuff, the library becomes a place where you can do that. It does. We are focusing on working with the students here in the Appleton Area School District as part of the grant, but it is open to the public. So
Can people come in and learn how to run a program, like learning one of these software systems?
Typically, we don't have a problem with that. Typically, we do ask people to have something in mind. What I found is that when you're working on software, if you're just kind of meandering through, it's really hard to actually learn software that way. You almost want to have a project that forces you to really focus in on your
learning.
What
if I wanted to sharpen my skills on Excel? Could I come to the library for that?
Yes. Yep. We've got Microsoft Office on all of our computers. And, again, we've got the one-on-one sessions where we can help you develop your Excel abilities.
That's great, great possibilities. The other thing I know I've seen is the partnerships that the library has with other libraries. Now, you're here. You cover the Outagamie, Calumet, and
part
areas,
of Winnebago
County. What about other libraries? What kind of partnerships have you developed?
So we're part of a consortium. There's many consortiums here in the state of Wisconsin, but our consortium is the Outagamie-Wapaka Library System. In addition, we have we work with the Nicolet Library System, with the exception of Brown County. And the resource sharing there is we share materials across that entire section. So basically all of northeast Wisconsin, with the exception of Brown County, you can, if someone has a book in their collection, you just put it on hold. Someone will pull it off their shelves in that library and send it to us. It takes just a couple of days. So anything that's here in northeast Wisconsin, typically you can get your hands on here in Appleton. And even if we don't have it here in northeast Wisconsin, we've got interlibrary loan that allows you to order it from most of the libraries here in the U.S. There's a lot of little rules that apply to that. If it's real new, you might not be able to get it. If it's something really rare, you might not be able to get it. But we really make a lot of efforts. And one of the other things I should talk about is if there's a new book that's come out, or a book that you know is the source for information, and you see that we don't have it, that's another time when I would encourage you to talk to our staff and say, hey, you should really have this book, because 9 times out of 10, we're going to order that book. It might be something we had and got damaged or just was never returned. So if we're missing something, by all means, let us know.
Edgar kept it, didn't he?
you and Edgar have a thing, don't you?
Well, I know he's big on library finds. So
one of the things that you said, and I just want to just kind of reinforce this for people, is that, you know, you were talking about knowing what you wanted to do when it came to using the digital labs. Also, when you're coming in for information and so on, having at least an outline, some kind of a working idea of what it is, as opposed to just coming in fishing. That out to our people who are looking for business information. Have an outline and objective. It'll help your library staff be able to get the job done faster.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're trained. One of the first things you learn in library school is how to do a reference interview and kind of hone in on what someone's really looking for. But certainly it's going to save you time. And that's the most important thing is, you know, your time's valuable. So the more you have prepared, the quicker we can help you, the quicker you can find your information and get back to your life.
Okay. Brian, you mentioned also the library is it's a third place to work. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, so the library, we've got the public access computers. People can come in and work on those. The second floor is our quiet floor, so we don't allow cell phone use on the second floor.
Yay.
But it does create a quiet place where you can work on something while you're waiting for a meeting to start. Or if we've got a lot of people who work from home, and maybe the kids are at home over the summer and it's a little bit loud, come on down to the library and you can use the library. We do have study rooms available that you can check out for 2 hours at a time, and we typically will extend it if there's not someone waiting to get in there, so you can have kind of a quiet place of your own to work.
Brian, one quick question, and we'll ask you for the biz tip. Is there a charge for the business or for the library card?
There's not.
Okay. What's your biz tip?
My biz tip, I guess, one of the things I've talked about in the different sessions that I've done on business planning is the business planning is important, but there's always that it's important to have a work-life balance. So if I'm going to go at it from a library point of view, I would say, yeah, we've got a lot of wonderful business resources, but we also have a lot of leisure things there too. So while you're checking out those 8 books on business planning, make sure to grab something for yourself to just wind down.
Something on fishing or hunting.
Right.
Or
whatever works for you.
Wonderful. Wonderful way to go.
Yeah, it is important to keep a balance in our lives. It makes us healthier long term.
Great.
Randy, who our guest is for next week? It's
right.
Kathy.
We're going to have Kathy McCarty from Neenah. She is the owner of Erica's Bridal over in Neenah off of Cecil Street. And we'll be talking about purchasing a business and what you go into, taking over an existing business.
She has a very interesting story to share with us, and she's been a SCORE client for a while, and I'm sure she's going to have a great thing. And if folks want to learn how to buy a business, call us next week with some questions.
Right. And again, a couple of reminders. Be sure to check out the website for SCORE at foxcities.score.org. We're going to be updating things and bringing in all of the new programs that are going to be coming up. So keep an eye posted for that. And we'll do the best we can to keep you informed.
Thanks, Randy. And Brian, once again, thanks for being our guest this morning. Really enjoyed the show having you on. What is your website at the library?
APL.org.
APL.org. Well, thanks for tuning in this morning. We're glad you came along with us. Come back next week. We'll be talking to you with Kathy from Erica's Bridal in Neenah. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.